My name is Hope Labonte. I am an environmental educator at the Radix Center, and I work as a liaison with the city as their compost educator as well, the city of Albany.
What is one of the most common questions you get about composting?
Probably my most common question for those that don't know about compost is just, what is compost?
Do you want to answer that for us?
So compost is basically a mixture of organic materials that decompose and turn into usable fertilizer for plants.
So before recording, we were talking about there's so many different ways to have a compost. Using your kitchen scraps in a city is very different from having a large heap of compost in a rural area. So for people of the city of Troy, so composting is a trial program is coming to Troy for composting. So for somebody new who's trying to collect their kitchen scraps, what are some beginning tips that you could give somebody?
I think some tips if you're just starting out with composting at home in your apartment or in the city would just be to keep it simple. Try to collect, you know, your apple cores and just start off small. Like, don't think about it too much. Just start off small with the things that you already have. So if you have, you know, you're cooking in the kitchen and you're making I like to make butternut squash soup, just throw those peels in the compost. That's like a good way to start off small. Or if you have a kid and they don't like to eat the corners of their bread, just throw the crust in the compost. And I think that's another great way. If you're just starting off small, don't think about it too much. Just try to save any of the leftover scraps that you have.
So at the Sanctuary for Independent Media, we have the Collard City Growers Garden, and our garden coordinator, Aaron Johans, doesn't want bread in the garden, I believe, because of pests. So what are some of these foods that maybe, and depending upon your compost decisions, should and should not go in the compost?
So I think if you're having your own backyard bin, the best way to start is just using plant material. If you're in the city and you want to have your own backyard bin, it's best to start off with, like I said, mostly plant-based products like vegetable peels, fruit peels, maybe eggshells, but keeping it really simple, and then adding your leaves from your yard or your flowers that you might want to pick up around the yard. You can just add that to your compost bin. But if you're going to get it picked up, I believe through the city of Troy, or if you live in Albany, the city of Albany has a pickup program. What you can include in your compost is a little more extensive. You can throw meat into there. You can throw bones. You don't have to worry as much about the pests or issues like that. But if you have a backyard bin, I would not put meat in it. I wouldn't put dairy in it. I put bread in mine, but usually keep it on a smaller level.
So for instance, if you haven't finished your meal, then you can just put the rest of it, such as meat and cheese, into a city compost bin.
Yeah, so I believe the city of Troy, their compost pickup service is through the city of Bethlehem's composting facility, which is an industrial composting facility. I think they're partnered with Food Scraps 360 and the city of Bethlehem. And when you're composting at a really high capacity, meat and like dairy, that's all fine to go in. So you don't even have to think twice really about what you're putting in, as long as there's no like rubbish or plastics or things like that. As long as it's food waste, it can pretty much be composted.
So what does it mean to be an industrial composter? I've noticed buying those compostable, what looks like plastic, they are compostable, but in industrial compost. So how does that process work for you, for the city of Albany? What is that process?
So for us with the city of Albany, our program's a little bit different. We don't ship it out to an industrial compost facility in Albany. Our program's a little bit different, but I work at the Radix Center, and what we do is more, it's kind of a little bit like a backyard bin, but on a bigger scale. But what you're going to see in an industrial facility like in Bethlehem is it's going to be huge piles, probably 10, 20 feet high, that are going to be turned over with forklifts and machinery. And that's going to increase the aeration really, really quickly, and it's going to heat up really high. It's going to be more sorted to, like, there would be probably a wood chip pile that's huge, and you can just add materials on a greater scale. And what we have at the Raddick Center is more of a small scale micro composting facility.
You mentioned earlier, if in your backyard, you can add some leaves and lawn scraps. That actually helps the process to not get so stinky and wet. Is that right?
Yeah. So there's two main ingredients in compost. And one is your browns and one is your greens. Your greens are your kitchen scraps, anything that is still kind of like moist and has more water, has more nitrogen in it. That is what you're thinking about when you're composting on a scientific level. The browns are is the carbon, and that is like dried leaves from your yard, cardboard, wood chips, straw, hay, things like that. So the balance of carbon and nitrogen, or as I like to think of it, browns and greens, is really the really important kind of mix. And there's not really like a rhyme when you're doing it in your backyard. I just like to say one bucket of browns to one bucket of greens. And that's kind of the ideal mix. And if you've got too many greens, then it will get sloppy and smelly. And if you have too much browns, not much will happen. So it's just having about a 50-50 volume ratio for composting in your backyard.
So why should listeners compost? What is the importance of it?
So a big reason that we would want to compost is because it's going to help divert food waste from our landfills. So when you think about all of these landfills that we have, a dump, those are getting filled up really quickly. And not only is it really expensive to keep these dumps running, but it also is really bad for the environment because it creates greenhouse gases. When food scraps go into the landfill, it will create things like methane gas and nitrous oxide, which are just really bad and potent greenhouse gases. I think methane is about 30 to 40 times more potent than carbon dioxide, to put it in perspective. So if we go and we compost in our backyard, we're not creating the methane gas because we're turning it over and it's created on a small scale. So that's a big reason. Another reason to compost is because you get free fertilizer out of it. We're not wasting that. We're recycling it, we're reusing it, and we're closing a loop. A lot of people don't think about waste as something that can be reused. And we're trying to encourage people to reuse materials that might be seen as waste. So things like food scraps. When I was growing up, maybe, you know, I would, and you might have experiences as well, but just throwing things in the trash and it goes away. You don't really think about it. But now having a compost bin, it's like, oh, I can use that for my garden. I can use that for my flowers, for my vegetable garden. And it just feels really, really good. And it's also free. So I don't have to go out and buy fertilizer from the hardware store. I can just go in my backyard and use the compost.
And it's very interesting. Some people have a yuck factor for compost. I think it's really, really interesting, especially once you get more complex, which we didn't even get to the worms and the citruses. And so it's fascinating to see that process of your food turning into this brown gold, right?
Yeah. And that's another great reason that there is a yuck factor. But if you have kids or even if you're an adult and you love learning, I feel like it connects people with nature and seeing those organisms. You'll see worms in the soil, and some people just haven't seen that before and they haven't been connected to nature in that way. So if you're trying out something new and you're usually like, oh, I don't really do dirt, I don't really do yuck, it's a good way to just get comfortable with it. And I know I work in the schools with kids and gardening and composting, and it's just so fascinating to see how like innate the gravitation is towards nature. The kids love playing with the worms in the compost pile. They just love it. And it's just such a natural human thing that, you know, we as adults are used to saying, oh, yuck, but the kids love it. They just naturally love worms.
Well, thank you so much, Hope Labonte from the Raddick Center, for joining us. Anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
it's not too late to start composting, even if it's approaching December. I think to consider what you're doing with your food scraps during the holidays is there's not really a better time to start thinking about it.